America's Diesel Podcast.
Brought to you by Diesel Power Products.
America's Diesel Superstore.
No salesmen,
just enthusiasts.
DieselPowerProducts.com.
Your number one source for all things diesel.
Today is podcast day.
Another day in the podcast room.
Don't worry, you can find this, that on it'll be our new song intro. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm working on it, guys. I'm working on it. All right.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's America's Diesel Podcast, brought to you by Diesel Power Products, and we are the
number one diesel store in the universe.
In the universe,
in the galaxy, in this quadrant, in this particular latitude and longitude.
Yeah.
In all of the latitudes and longitudes.
All of them.
All of them.
Before we get into the main intro,
yeah.
Today's episode, we're getting personal.
Ooh.
Today's episode it's about me and Tyler.
Yeah.
Figured you guys might want
to know about who you're listening to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you've been listening regularly, we've pretty much been dating for about a year now. It's about time for you to maybe learn a little bit more about me and Tyler.
Yeah.
Maybe give you some background about why we are the way we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyhow, make sure and check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, 5-star that bad boy, send to tylerdspotprox.com. I'm going to finish filling out my paperwork so y'all can get your shirts and your dank memes.
Send Ben an email if you didn't get a shirt.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. I'm so over emails right now. Oh, my goodness.
They're coming, guys. They're coming.
Yeah. So let's get into this.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I think you should.
I'm going to go first. All right. So this episode is basically kind of like, you know, what got you into diesel stuff and maybe like what was going on in your life. I don't know. Feel free to get as personal.
Yeah, or like why'd you pick diesel, yeah. That sort of thing. Like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I think it would have been, middle school. And I think I got picked up from baseball practice by a big Mark Gilman in his work truck. Called it the Space Shuttle because it was a big white 7.3 with the big old, you know, work rack on the back and everything space like shuttle. That. Four-door, yeah, the big old Space Shuttle because it was loud. And,
yeah.
And I just never – I'm going to hear me say this a couple of times, but I never thought anything that big should be able to move that fast. And keep in mind, I know 7.3, and it's probably stock too.
Yeah.
But, like, still, it's like you expect those things to just be a big, slow, barely able to move.
Yeah.
And it actually moved.
Yeah.
And it was kind of loud.
Yeah.
It was just a big truck.
Yeah.
Got me going.
Got you going.
Yeah. And I think after that, probably going forward a little bit, I remember it wasn't in high school. Would have been after I graduated high school, about a 2001 Ford Ranger. And I remember the night I took it out. I've referenced this before, but this is what really sold me on it. I took it out that night, and I was just stoked because I went from a 2.9 liter Ford Ranger to a 2001 Silverado Cam. Four-wheel drive.
4 liter? What is that?
4 liter, yeah. Hell yeah.
Ooh, just moving up in the world.
4 liters.
4 liters of fury.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That truck moved. It got the job done for many years. But I remember I was super stoked because my old Ranger, if you just wear that stoplight and you punch the throttle, it would not light the tires up.
Oh, no.
No. The 4 liter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she does. Single tire fire, but at least it did something.
Right.
And I remember I was at a stoplight.
Burning them 29s.
Yeah, it had 31s when I bought
it. Okay. All
right. The Schwabbers.
Okay.
And I remember being at a stoplight. I think I was cruising Sunrise in the old Rancho Cordova.
Ooh.
And, yeah. And, I remember sitting there and looking out my window and seeing a door panel because the truck was that tall next to me.
Oh.
And I remember looking up and seeing the windowsill.
I thought we were going to say it was like your door panel.
No.
I was like, hold on. Let's back up. How did this door panel get out of the vehicle?
Yeah. And so if you're cruising Sunrise at night, you know, in the old Rancho, you're looking to race, I guess.
Yeah.
I wasn't really racing a Ranger, but you know what I mean? Like, you're cruising, everybody's getting, you know, stoplight to stoplight, hitting the throttle hard. And I laid into a little bit, then he laid into a little bit, then I laid into a little bit, and then he just basically was like a rocket ship. I was like,
"What just happened?"
Don't effed up, Aaron.
Don't effed up. Yeah.
I just got alone in this truck, and that thing's way bigger, and it's way faster. I'm pinned right now. Like, oh man.
There's nothing more like just like than losing. It sounds like you just lost your first race.
And it was a 7.3.
Yeah.
It would have been Shoot, that would have been like...
You guys should have had someone from Guinness out there, because that had to have been the slowest drag race ever recorded.
It was an elephant race.
It was a 7.3 versus a 4.0 Ranger. That took like 88 seconds.
Yeah. We got there, though. 20 minutes later, we finished the race. But yeah, and I was just thinking to myself, man, nothing that big should be that fast.
Yeah.
What is this about? And then I kind of went on hiatus for a little bit. You know, went to school for a little bit. Well, I went to school for a lot of bit. And went to Pismo a couple times with some guys that had diesels when I was went to San Jose State, and that was cool. And then I started kind of using my truck for work.
Yeah.
And actually, no, I was living in San Diego. That was actually the first time I used a diesel for work. Living in San Diego, I had a 7.3 IDI.
Oh, yeah.
And
indirect injection.
That thing was a big old dog. But it did great for work truck. I had, had a hydraulic bed on it. It was cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I still had my Ranger at that time. And then... finished school, and I was using my Ranger for work. And it was I was working for Red Bull at the time, and I was like, man, I need something that can move more stuff, or started pulling more trailers and everything.
Yeah.
And I decided, you know, it's time. I always wanted that red Ford, old body style truck.
Yeah.
Found myself my 96 Ford. That was my first official diesel. Had 102,000 miles on it. Didn't know a lick about it.
Yeah.
I knew that it was a 7.3, and it was loud, and I could tune it, and I had a turbo.
Yeah, that's all you needed.
Didn't know. I knew it was four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Couldn't even tell you, like, at that point, that's how about how green I was. If you would have told me, hey, man, you get a 250 or 350, I'd be like, oh, I got a 250. As far as I know, 250 is still a solid axle. I was like, oh, yeah, there's no way there's not a solid axle underneath that truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how green I was, guys. Everybody starts from somewhere, okay? And that's what really got me into it, and I started dissecting it and learning about it, learning about what I should have learned before I bought the truck. And so on and so forth, and started messing around with it. And honestly, I finished school. I went to school for something completely unrelated.
Like avionics? Or
I went to school to be an air traffic controller, which really helps out with my diesel background. I don't know what to do with my hands. So that, yeah, that didn't work out. So I ended up... I followed Diesel Pop Products on Facebook. I saw the first gen Raptor 2.0, or the, I'm sorry, the Raptor Super Duty we did, and emailed Cooper, and it was kind of all downhill from there. Taught me pretty much everything I knew past there, and that's kind of what got me into diesel. And I just remember starting to move weight with my 96.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like a 26 foot dual axle trailer that we tow around the Bay Area and all around Northern California with, and everything like that, and just being able to not have to like worry about moving the weight.
Yeah.
I could stack that trailer full whatever the hell I wanted to.
Yeah.
And just the truck would just move it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking to myself, man, if I had done this in like, cause I my dad had an F-150 at the time that I used for work every once in a while, and I had to tow with it a little bit. And I was like, this thing sucks. Like,
yeah.
It was a great truck. We had to put a lot of miles on it. Went through the family and everything like that, but just did not do a good job working hard.
Yeah.
And my 96, I beat the living crap out of that thing.
Yeah.
And it just
took it.
It just took it and laughed and said, hey, enjoy your R12 AC.
Yeah.
That AC was ice cold.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And it was to the point where you couldn't even buy it stuff in California anymore. You could only get one R34A.
Yeah.
And the owner,
a whole conversion kit, though.
The owner had literally, had paperwork of, it went down to Southern California to get the R12.
Yeah, yeah.
To recharge that thing.
Yeah,
I was seriously. Like, dude, you are dedicated.
Yeah. Gotta have that R12.
Yeah, that thing was ice cold. Like, I could put a cup in the, if you have an OBS, you know, the cup.
Terrible for the environment.
Terrible.
But awesome for air conditioning.
As long as it doesn't leak, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah, but I could put a cup holder, you know, like a Red Bull, we'll call it.
Yeah.
In the cup holder in the center console.
Call that a road soda.
Yeah. And the AC vent on the dash pointed at it,
uh-huh.
And it would actually chill it. It wouldn't. That's awesome. It wouldn't just keep it cold. I could actually chill a drink sitting there. Blew my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, this thing. I've never had a car this old. Well, actually, no. I had my other Ranger was older than that, but it's like, this is America.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all downhill from there. Now I got addicted to 7.3s and talking to people diesel stuff, and I'm on a podcast, and
now you're here.
Yeah, fast forward, me and Tyler get to talk about diesel stuff and drink beers, and that was it.
That's it.
That's my biography, man. I mean, there was stuff before college, but we won't get into that.
Yeah,
no one needs to know about that.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, me. I was pretty much born in the school.
Piss excellence.
No,
yeah.
No, I guess this is my turn. No, mm-hmm. Since, all right. You know, I kind of know where the diesel thing kind of started, but like vehicles and cars and motors and all that, because kind of just, it's almost like I feel like I was born with it, because ever since my parents tell me, at least ever since I was a little kid, I was that kid in the car that would know all the makes and the models and
yeah.
would point out the cars and that sort of thing when I was a little kid. And so I've always been into the, you know, automotive stuff and that sort of thing. And honestly, like the first thing that I got into was hot rods and like muscle cars and that sort of thing. That's what really got me going. My first car was a 19, literally. Okay. I'm 29 years old. Okay. So I'm relatively young, I guess, in comparison to some of the other guys here. I don't know. But like my first car in high school was a 1963 Ford. Like that was my car.
Yes.
Like no power, nothing. It had a factory radio delete, 4-speed V8, 1963 Ford Fairlane 2-door post. Love that car. I wish I still had it. But I don't. But that's another story. I've always been into that kind of the hot rod stuff, and honestly family and friends, they've always kind of been into that. Like I was riding around in muscle cars and stuff when I was a kid, and just have always kind of been around that, going to car shows and that sort of thing. And it's funny enough, the first diesel that actually kind of got me going, that kind of surprised me, was a 6-liter. I know. I hope this doesn't get out.
But, hold on. Was it a tuned 6-liter?
Oh, yeah. Diablo, dude.
Okay.
Diablo Sport tuned.
I'm going to sidebar here. I challenge you to not be just ecstatic driving a 6-liter stock and then tuning it.
Yeah.
That will put a smile on your face.
Well, especially back in the day, like Diablo Sport was like that one of those companies that was just like, here's the max button, like, like their tunes were just like, okay, here you go. Like I remember pulling across the intersection, roasting the tires with a trailer on it, and just going, okay, I could get into this.
Yeah,
I could get into this. Yeah, I mean, it's just a totally different animal. The torque, the what you know that you feel, because I mean, that's what you feel is torque. I mean, horsepower is long-term kind of, you know, speed kind of a thing, but that torque is what you feel. And honestly, like in comparison to some like of the older rigs that I had, there was nothing that would compare to that. And there really isn't. I mean, and so that's what really got me going, was that stupid 6-liter, I think actually that truck is still driving around, and I think it's still in the same family that owned it, when I took a ride in it. But that was probably in middle school. When that happened, I was in high school, cause I had my 63. I was in, when I took it, I was like, wow, okay, I can get into that. And, that's when I really started kind of looking at diesel stuff and really kind of getting into it. And a couple of my buddies were kind of getting into it, buying old 12 valves. That was the thing back, you know, find yourself a 12 valve. Well, I didn't get myself a 12 valve. I got myself a 24 valve, but hey, you know, it worked for me. Kind of a thing. So
it's 12 better.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we thought. but I started kind of getting into that, you know, kind of just playing around with it at home, kind of a thing. And then I didn't really have anybody that knew about diesels or that sort of thing. And you know, I didn't want to necessarily like just rely on my buddies that are just kind of fooling around with them. So, after high school, that's when I decided, you know, I'm going to really pursue this diesel thing. And that's why I went to Wildtech in Laramie, Wyoming. I know a lot of people think it's a, you know, not a good school, that sort of thing. But honestly, for like a guy like me that just had like kind of, you know, old school kind of knowledge kind of stuff, it was great for me, just cause it allowed me to really learn everything from the very basic sort of, you know, mindset all the way up to more advanced stuff. And it was nice because, you know, in school we worked mostly on like kind of big rig stuff, which is fine. I mean, that stuff transfers over into this industry, especially like high pressure oil pump stuff and like the Detroits and cats and that sort of thing. So that kind of helped a lot, understanding like high pressure oil pump stuff and that sort of thing. And like I said, I thought it was great. It's so funny because in high school, I was that kid that never wanted to go to school. I made every excuse in the book to get out of school to the point where I was literally writing myself notes to, you know, from my parents to get me out of class because I didn't. And I just wanted to go to work. Yeah. I just wanted to go to work. I thought this high school stuff was just not for me. It just wasn't. So I was that kind of kid. But then I went to WyoTech and I was like, okay, I love this stuff. Like, this stuff is awesome. I literally did not miss one single day. Like, I got perfect attendance for all my however many courses I did. It's kind of cool to finally find something that you're like, okay, this is my thing. Like, this is, and it's cool to see that, like, okay, high school, like, obviously that was not my thing. This, and it's like, okay, this is. And so, yeah, I went to, it was a 9-month course. So it was a pretty relatively quick, it was about a year I was down there, lived in Wyoming. It was a great experience. We did some cool four-wheeling. I had my little Ford Explorer that I had down there. It was I think it was a 91. I don't remember. It was old.
2.9 fuel injected beast.
Yeah, yeah, with 31s. Yeah.
See, yeah. 2.9 brethren.
Oh, dude, I had a 2.92 and a Bronco 2. Yeah, 87 Ford Bronco 2.
That 88 Ranger.
Oh gosh, I missed that little Bronco too. That little Bronco too was so much fun. Love that thing. So I did that for 9 months. Came back up to Spokane after that was over. Spent a whole 2-3 days looking for a job. Got a job immediately at a Dodge dealership. Mm-hmm. Just being a mechanic, with the diesel background, so they kind of threw me a bunch of the diesel stuff, which was cool. I had a great time there. I actually met Josh, who works here. He was the accessory manager at Dishman Dodge, and we kind of befriended each other through the, because we both love diesel, kind of a thing. And one day, I was on my way to work, and Josh called me. He's like, "Hey," he had already left and worked for Brian. It was only Brian and Josh, and I got this phone call from Josh. And he's like, "Hey, you should, we want you to come work here. You should quit your job and come work here." I'm like, "Hell yeah." Like, done. That day, I put my 2 weeks in and I've been here ever since kind of thing. It was, super cool to get hired on, especially with when it was just the owner, Josh, and me. It was really cool seeing the company really progress to what it is today. Mm-hmm. To be a part of something like that, pretty awesome. Not many people can say they started from someone's garage and now is in a 60,000 square foot building sitting next to another guy doing a podcast, which is kind of cool. That's kind of how it happened and how it goes. And, it's one of those things where I've never stopped learning. I'm constantly teaching myself and trying to learn as much as possible. There's so much to learn. There's so many different, and that's the thing that I feel like maybe our customers don't get so much is like, there's so many platforms for us to learn on, like, and half the time we don't even own them to like really play with them and that sort of thing. So we're, having to, I kind of go back to my schooling, and that's what kind of helps me understand everything. Cause I mean, they can only make it so complicated, you know what I mean? And so, it's one of those things where you just keep selling parts and keep talking about
the job is just knowing how to find information. I always say half the job, but like a lot of the job is if you know A, B, and D,
understanding basics,
C, you can figure it out by what you do know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I would agree 100%. But that's kind of it for me, really. I mean, I think that covers it.
I think you've had a beautiful life, Tyler.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah. I don't know how to make a compliment like that. Like, nice life, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
You made a couple questionable choices.
Yeah.
Did you say you had an IDI?
It was a work truck, right? Bestowed upon me.
No, diesel is a pretty awesome, platform. It's a pretty awesome engineering, feat, I guess. I mean, biggest thing is, again, the torque that they create. I mean, there's nothing like it. That's obviously why they're in big rigs. That's why the people using the tow, just the torque that those things can create. And it's cool that they've gotten to the point now where I feel like they're taking a book out of like the 60s muscle car era and like horsepower war in this thing. So yeah. I dig that. And I'll tell guys, that's what kind of makes me relate to kind of the new stuff. It's like, okay, back in it, like that's what I knew about back in the day was like when I was a kid, I looked at like all these ads for these old cars and, you know, where they were lying about horsepower numbers and that sort of thing. And that's just like, to me, it's cool. Cause you know, these manufacturers are like putting something out there. That's like, hey, you're gonna enjoy this. Just don't look at the sheet. Yeah. Don't look at the paper. Don't look at the window sticker. Just, you're going to enjoy this.
You're going to like the way you feel.
Yeah. I guarantee it.
Was that the...
Dude, that's Men's Warehouse
that's
commercial.
Men's Warehouse,
but
yeah.
They don't even do that anymore.
I know.
Whoever took over that, I want to smack him. Because he just says, you're going to like the way you look. And he ends it.
He doesn't guarantee
it. You don't guarantee it anymore? There's no guarantee. How can you sell a product without a guarantee?
It's on the box.
It's on the box.
Tommy boy.
Yes. All right.
I can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking my head up a cow's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I can get a good look at a butcher or a
butcher's
steak
ass by looking at it. Oh gosh. So that's the era that we grew up. Yeah, seriously. Like how good is that era we grew up in? Like Tommy boy. Black sheep. There's another one, isn't there?
Do I have a mark on my face? Not here. Not here, but right here. Nope, you're good, man.
Yeah.
What happened to your face?
Oh, man. Good. That's good stuff. Rest in peace, Chris Farley.
Yeah, real talk on that one.
No, but yeah, hopefully you know a little bit more about us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good background on us. I mean, a lot of times people just assume we just were born doing diesel stuff or like they're not car enthusiasts or something like that. You really can't do this job without being an enthusiast in that respect.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I started and I had no idea about diesels. I mean, no idea. I mean, to me, you know, all motorsports I think are cool, mm-hmm. you know, and all engines are cool, whether it be muscle cars, diesel, whether it be tuner cars even. I mean, there's some tuner cars that are insanely impressive. You just kind of look at it at, you know, obviously, I mean, there's some Hondas that are like, whatever, but, you know, but no, there's some cool stuff out there. And it's, if you look at it at that standpoint, as far as like just, you know, that's what we say, we're enthusiasts here. And I don't think you can truly be an enthusiast with just one. Like,
no.
You know, you've got to respect others. As far as, you know, horsepower and what they're capable of doing. And, you know, and to me, I like them all. I mean, I may not, you know, I may talk a lot of trash about 7.3s and maybe tuner cars, but, you know, they're all cool to me. I mean, I like, there's really, give me a steering wheel and an engine and a throttle pedal and I'll have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I dig it, man. I think this whole thing was almost a rant, unless you got something to go off of there.
Still hit my Suburban. Yeah. No.
Funny, interesting fact. I also hate my Suburban.
Huh. It's almost like we're like Suburban brothers and we hate our Suburbans together.
The Bourbon boys are both going to
drive burn their bourbons down
to the ground while drinking a nice glass of bourbon.
Bourbon.
On Ooh. Bourbon Street.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We should.
With some bourbon whiskey bacon.
Wow. We should drive our Suburbans to Bourbon Street drinking. And go have bourbon with bacon.
There's got to be a Bourbon Street in Spokane somewhere.
We'll find it. Yeah, we'll find it.
At least up in Sandpoint or something like that.
Yeah.
And I went to my bet's like a small street. And there's like six houses.
Yeah.
And no one ever goes down it because it's like five turns off of a main street.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get there and they're gonna be like, why are there two Suburbans with these two random white dudes?
Yeah.
And they're just drinking in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
like, and they're gonna come down and be like, are you drinking bourbon right now? Yes.
Yes.
Like, is there a reason you guys are both driving Suburbans? Like, yes.
Yes.
Do you know what street you live on? It's Bourbon Street.
Yes.
I feel like we kind of had to be here.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Did you not get the Facebook invite?
Did you guys put those puzzle pieces together just now? All right. So that's our plan for next podcast episode. We're going to be on location on Bourbon Street in Spokane.
we're going to find one. Anyhow, that's going to wrap it up. Yeah. That's me and Tyler in a nutshell. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
See you. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and check us out at dieselpowerproducts.com.